It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
And speaking of friends, our guest from the community today, the PIO, Public Information Officer for the Texarkana, Arkansas Police Department, Kelly Pilgreen, is here. Kelly, how are you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Yeah, it helps if I turn your microphone up. There we go.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We can hear you
now. Hello, Radio Land.
Yes, he is in here, and he just got back from vacation about a week ago, and
got
to go up to Northwest Arkansas and enjoy the low humidities
up there.
Right.
And then came back to the steam bath down
here. Came back to the smotherland.
That's right. He is here, but summer safety was what you wanted
summer
to talk
safety
about.
Tips.
And there's a lot of different things to kind of keep in mind that, you know, peaks in the summertime as far as this activity or that activity.
Right.
And, exactly.
And we can do these things safely. And what would be your number one?
My number one would be, absolutely, is not leaving your children or your pets
right
inside the vehicle while you go in the store, the post office, or whatever errand you might be running.
Yeah, right. Anywhere. Because, you know, as we've talked about before, temperatures inside a vehicle in summertime in Texas and Arkansas, mm-hmm. places like this, can get way above 100 degrees.
Such extreme heat.
Yeah, within just a few minutes.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't help to do a little crack on the window because it's still too hot kids and pets.
Right.
Right. Like your car can break down.
Yeah. Yeah, like we were discussing earlier.
Right.
You could think you could just go in to run an errand. I'll be right in. I'll be right out. Mm-hmm. And your air conditioner quit working. And the right in and right out may not happen. Right. You may go into a store and there might be a long line.
Right.
Your card might not work.
Right.
Or something may go wrong. And then, you know, you've left your child or your pet in the car and that doesn't have a good outcome.
No. You could have a tragedy within a few minutes.
Very
minutes.
Much.
And even if it's not a tragedy, you put them in deep distress in a few minutes time. And you don't want to do that to your baby, your child, or your pet.
Right.
So either bring somebody along with you, as you said during the Facebook,
that
can sit in the car and make sure everything's okay, or leave the pet at home.
Right.
Or take the child in with you.
There you go. Yeah. I was going to make sure you got that
one. Take the child in with you. Leave the pet at home. Don't leave the child at home.
Yeah.
But leave the pet at home.
Yeah.
But people didn't realize, and I think maybe years and years ago it was different. I think years and years ago officers would have something that they could get into the cars with.
Right.
But they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, like we was talking earlier, the police department, we don't have a magic wand to get into these cars nowadays because they're so electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when they were manual locks, there was a way that most of the officers could get in.
Yeah.
Right.
And but now, like we were talking, when seconds matter, it's a break-the-window situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So just don't.
Do it. That's
and
just
really,
the best
I mean,
choice.
It's better not to do it any time of the year, but especially in summertime, it's deadly and dangerous.
Right.
Exactly.
For sure. Other safety tips that we were talking about on
Facebook. The other one is watch out for our motorcycle friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's summertime. Those guys and girls are enjoying the hair in their air in their face,
or wind therapy,
wind in their hair, however you want to say it.
Wind therapy.
Anna's got it. Anna must have a motorcycle. I don't know.
Well, she likes motorcycles.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's ridden quite often.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Anna this morning.
Yeah, you're talking to Anna. I've only been on a motorcycle probably once in my entire life.
Yeah, I wasn't a big motorcycle rider.
No.
So, but yeah, we want to look out for the motorcycle riders.
Yeah.
And we want to motorcycle riders to, you know, let them know that, hey, make your traffic around you aware of you so they know what your next move is.
Right. Don't come up to my right and swing in front of me.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
It's a two-way street. Yeah. So watch out for our motorcycle riders, and motorcycle riders, watch out for the traffic around you.
Right.
The old saying, share the roadway or whatever.
Yeah, share the road.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Also, bicycle riders.
It's still summertime, so the kids are still riding their bikes, and the less busy neighborhoods and side streets
is where they usually ride bikes.
The residential,
right. And we all know that the kids don't look out for us.
No,
so
they don't.
We need to be looking out for the kids riding the bicycles.
Right.
They could be chasing a friend or something and not just paying attention.
Or coming out of an alleyway. Like there are lots of alleyways in the city.
Yeah. And it all goes back to, like you just said, John, slow down.
Because they're out and about.
Watch your speed.
Yeah, because you got more time. Reaction time.
Reaction time.
Yeah, reaction time is everything sometimes. We'll continue talking with Kelly Pilgrim, the PIO for Texarkana, Arkansas Police. More of the best in most countries coming up. It's a Monday morning, July 19th. It's 73 degrees out there, some scattered showers, and they should be moving out. 1039mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already done local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase today. Let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend from the community, Kelly Pilgrim, the Public Information Officer, PIO, for Texarkana, Arkansas Police. We've been talking about summertime safety. We're talking about
summer safety.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, slow down on your speeding. Don't run the red lights like we talked about during the Facebook.
Right.
That's my pet peeve. And but also, people with the temperatures approaching the mid-90s this weekend, mm-hmm. we're probably going to get into what will be the heat of the summer for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Extreme heat.
So, lots of people try to get cooled off by getting in either an above-ground or in-ground pool in their home or neighborhood. You got to be careful with the youngsters, right?
Right, right. Yeah, we want to make sure that if you're going to have a pool party or have kids over, if you have a pool and let them swim, make sure that there's an adult available.
Yes.
Even to watch another adult.
Right.
We were talking about, you never know. Yeah. Someone could fall, and it'd just be nice to know if I fell in the water, someone was there to at least
drag me out.
Yeah, I mean,
call somebody. Water.
Have a medical problem. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
So it's always good to have at least two people out there at the same time. But especially if you have children of a young age, do not let them near the water without supervision.
Right, and it would be nice if the supervision knew how to swim.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's pretty important.
Yeah, if you're going to get in the water, you should have somebody along with you that is capable of swimming.
If you own a pool, I would think the best practice would be you should know how to swim and you should know CPR.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
That way you cover all your bases if something unfortunate was to happen.
Right.
So be careful around and in the water with the heat about to really turn up, which it will. It's going to be, you know, we always go through this hottest stretch of summer, and it's usually from late July until almost Labor Day.
Yes.
So hopefully it won't be too bad this year. Hadn't been terrible yet.
Not yet.
Hadn't been just terrible. You know, we had one day, I think, it reached 100.
It was awful.
It was. And we'll probably reach it again, but maybe it won't be strings and strings of days. Like we have some summers, you know, we have just weeks and weeks of 100 degree above. But anyway, continue talking about safety. Let's go ahead and talk about the fact that, you know, what is it, about 3 weeks maybe or so before school is going to start back? It doesn't seem that way, but it's going to happen. And so we'll have to be reintroduced to being safe in and around school zones, and the big old yellow bus.
The big yellow bus will be making its frequent stops.
Yellow dog, as they used to call it. The yellow dog. You hadn't heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't guess I've ever heard the yellow dog.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of those football players used to say, we have to go up to Fort Smith to play. Talking about Arkansas High.
Okay.
On the yellow dog.
On the yellow dog.
That's the bus. All right. But anyway.
Yeah. So, we know if we see the big yellow bus stop and all of its flashing lights and its stop arms out, we know that the bus is either unloading or loading children.
Very precious cargo.
Yes. So, and it is a violation. You can be written a citation and fined for going around a school bus while it is stopped.
And you should be.
Yes. Right. Most definitely.
Because, once again, just like with the bikes, the kids that are getting out, they're not paying attention to you, more than likely. Yes. They're just thinking about how they got to get across to see Tommy or Susie.
Yeah.
Or they got to get in. They're running a little late. They got to get into class.
So
you've got to be the watchful. And for the crossing guards, like we said on the Facebook, there were several accidents involving crossing guards on the Texas side last year.
Right. Let's
One
not do
was
that
very
again.
Serious. Yeah. So, you know, you got to watch out for them, too. So, once that you like to talk, bring the speed down.
Bring the speed down and the distracted driving.
Right, that compounds everything.
Yes. I mean, you could be watching your speed, but if you're on your phone, that's how people get hurt. Mm-hmm. And again, being on any kind of device in a school zone is against the law. You can be written a citation and fined.
So just don't do it. I mean, there's nothing so important that you can't put that thing down.
Yeah. No.
in the school zone and pay attention, because we don't want the crossing guard or the kiddos to get hit, or you to have an accident or whatever. Right. So please be mindful of that and slow it down. You got that posted speed limit. Usually they got the yellow flashing lights.
You're warned.
For sure you've got the sign that says either 25, 15, whatever it is.
Right.
Because they're all different.
We've kind of gone through the summer going
so
by
the
we're lax again. Mm-hmm. So now we just want to get the community aware that hey, school's coming up, so
be careful.
Yeah, start watching your school zones.
Absolutely, because precious cargo, as you said, and it's all speed a lot of times.
Yeah,
speed reaction time, speed.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know,
if I'm at 15, I can react a lot faster.
Oh
than
yeah,
at
30. Yeah,
right.
It's not Indianapolis 500 like.
No, it's not the Indy. That's how I drive.
No, yeah. It's okay when you're out on the interstate and you're going the speed limit or whatever. Yeah. That feels like the Indianapolis 500, but don't do the Indy 500 on our city streets.
Please.
All right. Stick around, because you and Anna are going to play a game.
All right.
Along with the people out there, and we'll kind of wrap it up for a Monday morning on The Pig. The best and most country at 103.9, mypigradio.com. 74 degrees out there this morning, and the rain should be moving out this morning, and cloudy skies later on. We might see a little sunshine later. Can't rule it out. As I told Anna earlier, it's like these days during summertime are so long.
Right.
So the sun could eventually come out.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get dark until about 8.
So, right.
Or after. But let's play a game, and the one that came up today is yes or BS.
Oh, good.
Barbara Streisand, as I call it. So I'll give you a statement. You decide whether it's true or whether something about it is not right. And Anna, don't look at the screen.
I won't.
That would be cheating. Here we go. The male ostrich that we're all familiar with can roar just like a lion. Is that yes or BS? The male ostrich can roar just like a lion. Well, don't just jump in all at once.
Yeah, I'm going to guess yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, the answer is yes.
Ah,
they can.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to watch more Discovery Channel.
You're going to have to do that.
Yes.
it actually rains diamonds on Mars.
Rains diamonds. I'm going to say no.
Okay. No.
I'm glad you did.
Otherwise, we would have gone and utilized that resource.
Yeah.
They say it does on Jupiter and Saturn, so maybe we need to plan a trip to Jupiter and Saturn.
Yeah, who's they?
You can get stupider by going to Jupiter or whatever that is.
Jupiter to Jupiter.
Okay, I don't know if either one of you are in Harry Potter. I'm not, but there have been 7 Harry Potter books published. Is that yes or BS? 7 Harry Potter books published. Is it 7?
I don't know about the books, but I know there's a bunch of movies.
Bunch of movies.
I'm going to guess yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, actually, there have been 8.
Oh. We lost.
We're
losers. Just by one.
I'm sorry.
We're not losers.
No, you're not losers. Nobody's a loser on this program. A ball of glass will bounce higher than a ball of rubber. What is that, physics or something?
Not my subject.
That's not my subject.
I'm going to say a rubber ball is going to bounce
better. I'll go with Kelly on this.
Okay. Well, a ball of glass will actually bounce higher, they say.
Oh.
I would love to see this.
Yeah, I want
to
see this.
I want to see this.
Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, John.
Thank you.
There's lies out there.
I agree with you. Sometimes I tell Anna, just because it's up there doesn't mean it's real.
Yeah. We all sorts of lies.
Here's an interesting one.
Okay.
Reno, Nevada is farther west than Los Angeles, California.
Can't be. It can't be. Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
And you should, because it is.
Okay.
That's amazing, Anna.
Yeah.
Because California kind of curves.
Oh, yeah. It does arc in, doesn't it?
So what's the I'm 6, Anna 0. Is
that
it?
That.
Something like that. You're winning big time.
Really
a couple more and we'll quit. Only one person in 2 billion will live to be 116 or older.
Probably.
I'm going to say no.
It's yes. Anna's I'm making a comeback.
Anna's coming back.
2 more.
All right.
If the amount of water in your body is reduced by just 1%, you'll feel thirsty.
Well, yeah.
I would say yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And cats.
Okay.
Cats have 115 muscles in each of their ears. Is that yes or BS?
That sounds like too many.
I'm not a cat person, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
BS, it's only 32.
So okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Y'all did quite well.
All right, all right.
Yes or BS.
What do I win?
You win.
Tell the chief I get a day off.
Yeah, that's right. Tell the chief you get a day off because you won yes or BS.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll give
it
to you.
She should. She knows us. Yeah.
That is presented. Presented by John Williams.
That's right. Yep. He won. He gets a day off.
Yeah, we'll make you a certificate.
I think it works for me.
make it official.
Yes, all right, Kelly. Well, once again, your overall message to people out there as far as driving is concerned.
Safety first.
Yes.
And whatever that safety is, whether it be watch your speed, wear your seatbelt, watch out for motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, kids on bicycles especially. But main thing is watch your speed.
Right.
Slow it down is what he's saying. Slow
be
down.
Kind to one another.
Yeah,
be kind.
Really. No road rage out there.
Yeah.
Really. But, the slower you are driving, the more reaction time you have. And on these city streets,
it all comes back to speed.
And it's, it does.
Narrows
down. You know, it takes about, on average, unless you have some kind of major problem as far as a road wreck or something, it takes about 10, 15 minutes to get all the way across town.
Right.
So there's nothing you can't get to in a proper amount of time. You don't have to go 90 to nothing.
No, you don't have to run the red lights.
And once again, we didn't mention this during the radio, but we did during the Facebook. If you are one of those people that likes to walk or jog in the dusk or pre-dawn hours, wear things
reflective,
that can be seen.
Right.
Reflective apparel, exactly.
Yeah. Because it's very dangerous. If you're wearing dark clothing and no reflective and no lights, no nothing, you don't want to be a statistic.
Exactly.
No,
all right, Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you all for having me.
And get that day off.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.